glad you're still here. Looks like we're the last ones left.
Mind if I come in?
I brought my gift with me. You really shouldn't have, you know. How did you know this brand is my favorite? You have a good memory. Thankfully, I think that was the only time I've been drunk in front of you. No, you're right. I think I tried to block that memory. Who knew I could sing so badly? I'm glad Karaoke Fridays never took off as company tradition. Please, have a drink with me before I get too embarrassed and make a fool of myself even further. Alright. To last days and new opportunities. Cheers. I suppose I needed some liquid courage before I told you some things. Nothing like that. You've been a wonderful boss. Truly, I think the reference he gave me was the reason I got my new job. He really went above and beyond. I've really enjoyed working with you. I didn't think I would ever enjoy being someone's assistant, but you made every day a joy to come to work. But there's nothing you can do about the clients, and I always did enjoy your sly comments to their faces. When they thought you were agreeing with them, but you were actually mocking them. Oh my god, I was nearly in tears. Anyway, that wasn't what I wanted to talk about. Now, I don't expect you to feel the same way. You've been a consummate professional. Or even give me an answer, but, over the course of our professional relationship, I've developed decidedly unprofessional feelings. I find you extremely attractive, and honestly, it's been extremely hard to hide my feelings for you these past couple of months. My feelings aren't why I left, but I just thought this was a perfect opportunity to tell you. We're no longer working together, so there's no risk of either one of us getting into trouble. Please say something. I should go. Oh. Okay, I'll sit back down. Of course you were never inappropriate with me. I wouldn't like you so much if you were. If anything, there were days I was sure that I was invisible. You were overcompensating? What a relief. What time is it? I'm not sure. Maybe 9? I think I was officially off company time at 8:30. What difference is that? Oh god, you have no idea how long I waited for you to do that. You're just waiting for me to say something? You're so sweet. And a good kisser. Even better than I imagined. Yes, I'm sure no one else is here. Of course I'll get on your desk. Do you have any idea how long I've been fantasizing about being fucked by you on this very desk? I can't believe this is actually happening. I'll just hike up my skirt for you to have easy access. I think you'll find I took my thong off before I came in this room. It's a lovely surprise, isn't it? Can I undo your belt? Can I... oh my. You really are perfect. Your cock is the perfect size. I wanna taste you. I want to feel your cock touch the back of my throat. I want to hear you moan my name. No? What do you mean, no? But I asked so nicely.
Yes, I'll spread my legs for you. Is this wide enough? I'm already so wet for you. Oh my god. I feel so good. I didn't know I could feel this good. Your tongue is. Oh, okay. In between my legs. I can't believe you're in between my legs. Yes. It feels so good. Please don't stop. Oh, fuck. I can't believe you finished inside me. How does it feel so good? You keep doing that, I'm gonna come all over your face. I don't know if I can wait much longer. Please let me come. I'm gonna come over your desk. Fuck. Oh my god. I've never come from oral before. Come here. Thank you. Now let me return the favor. Of course you can fuck me instead. Please fuck me hard. I need you inside me. But the next time we do this, you're going to fill my mouth with your cock and I'm gonna enjoy it. And you are too. Oh. You're stretching me so much. Please, slowly. I need time to adjust to you. Thank you, sir. Did you like that? Being called sir. Oh, no. I wasn't making fun of you. I promise. I like calling you sir. Oh, fuck. You're all the way inside. Oh, shit. It feels so good. Oh, you're calling me so fucking good. Oh, it feels so good. Thank you, sir. I'm so grateful that you're gonna fuck me. Oh. No, don't pull up. Come inside me. I need you to fill me up, please. Fuck, fuck. Forgot that the cleaners usually come over. I'm so sorry. Probably got an eyeful. You're right, this is a very serious matter. Two consenting adults who no longer work together having sex in an office. The scandal. Honestly, any embarrassment I would have felt is negated by how wonderful this evening was. Thank you, Sarah.